Right, let's take a look at Sister Zohra's submission for the Loyal Listener campaign. Ah, Radio Islam, what can I say? I don't even know where to begin. The inspiration, the motivation, the tears, the laughter, the soother, the pacifier, the just everything. I tell everyone that 1548 is a mobile madrasa. I had my dial on 1548, and then my husband bought me a dish, not butter chicken, a satellite dish. He says to the kids, your mother is at Radio Islam in the car, the kitchen, the lounge, and the bedroom. Well, it's my multivite and definitely keeps me going. My husband also now listens and enjoys the spiritual food we get. I've learned so much. Manana Rabat's program, the serious world stuff. The DIY program, all about saving money. The marriage program, no matter how long you're married, you're always learning how to keep the flame alive. Mufti Musaji keeps you energized. The fishing slot keeps me going while preparing lunch. Q&A, how much we learn and correct our mistakes. As for the Nizam Hour, Manana Arafat totally de-stresses you. And my child cannot understand how I enjoy the program. Ijaz always bringing laughter. As for this time of the year, the Suhoor program, Manana Sajjad always so fresh with his co-hosts and never complete without Manana Dawood Samson and his stories. But the one most important life-changing experience to me, I used to listen to other stations that used to contain music. I used to listen all the time to English and Indian music and watch Indian movies. Alhamdulillah, listening to 1548, I stopped listening to music. I threw away all the cassettes, CDs and DVDs. For the past many years, it's 1548. A nizam or a lecture by one of the ulama in my car and at my home, it's 1548. When there's no transmission, I go mad. It's like I'm in Sakarat. I phone the station sometimes, when I know what's happening. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward each one of you and your family for the sacrifice you make for spiritually uplifting us and turning our hearts to Allah and getting closer to Allah to follow the sunnah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ways of Sahaba. May the radio station grow from strength to strength. You are definitely motivating us to prepare for the Akhirah. Inshallah, with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy, we will all go to Jannah. Ameen. Shukran jazilan for your efforts. You are definitely changing our lives on every corner of the earth. Remember, if only one a person has changed, you have achieved. Shukran, shukran, shukran to the number one station of the world. Remember, you can go and listen to the podcast of all these loyal listener submissions on Radio Islam International's website, www.radioislam.co.za. It's on the front page of the website. And you go and you click there, you'll be able to listen to the podcast of the stories that we have featured thus far already. There's also the other features on the website. So you can go and listen to podcasts of the drama series Loving Life. Already 14 episodes have been aired. You can go and listen to podcasts of the quiz with Maulana Muhammad Kara. Many people enjoying that as well. They appreciate Maulana's humor. You can go there for further details on the decoder campaign as well as the campaign where we're asking you to name that website, which will be an international project, a website that will talk about Islam from a positive perspective, dispelling many of the myths and many of the misunderstandings, and it will be marketed by an international marketing team. It will also be run by full-time ulama and experts, and the person whose suggestion is chosen as far as the naming of the website is concerned will get a khajur hamper, a tamar hamper to the value of 3,000 rand. So the details to that is also on our website. It's entitled Your Date with Destiny, and there are promos going out repeatedly, giving you the details to these different projects and these different campaigns that we are running on Radio Islam International during this month of Ramadan. It's now 17 minutes past 7.